There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
It is a numbers game here on VSiN. I'm Jeff Barles, happy to be with you. We'll have Jason Weingarten in a minute here. Technology doesn't always cooperate. That's all I'll say. Technology doesn't always cooperate, but we'll have Jason Weingarten in a moment here. We have plenty of golf to get to with Jason. We'll have a rookie of the year bet in the National League that Jason Weingarten made earlier, but we'll get that in a minute. Jason Weingarten, we're referencing him. We'll have him in a minute. One last thing on that last segment with the power rankings. And again, these power rankings could get totally thrown out the window for all these teams if the draws are bad for the NCAA tournament. You get the wrong teams put in with weak Gonzaga, you can end up in a whole world of hurt all the way around. So we'll see how that goes. We have Jason Weingarten now. We're good to go. Jeff Jen's giving me the thumbs up from the corner. Jason Weingarten, of course, the host of the Wide World of Weingarten podcast. Jason, how you doing this morning?
Good morning. Nice to be here. Sorry we had to get the laptop working real quick.
Look, technology isn't always our friend, Jason. It happens from time to time.
No, yeah, tell me about it.
No problem there. Jason, I just want to start with this because we were talking with Josh Towers earlier, and this popped into my mind after we finished talking with Josh. But minor league spring training is underway right now for baseball. There's the guys who aren't on the 40-man roster are allowed to be there, and they're all at their facilities right now. If we get a delayed start here, Jason, has there been any look for you to looking at handicapping minor league baseball if we don't have major league baseball starting on time here?
I mean, you're already talking to one of the foremost minor league handicappers around. Although I didn't do much minor league last year, mostly because I was just busy with other stuff. But in years past, I have made probably more money than most minor leaguers make betting minor league baseball. So I'm very much looking forward to the expanded AAA season. You know, they went up to 150 games. They've kind of reformatted the international and the Pacific leagues a little bit. But I do park factors for minor league stadiums. I follow it pretty regularly. It's sort of a good midpoint between speculating on prospects and major league baseball. So you're always trying to get ahead and see who's, you know, what's coming up in the pipeline. So yeah, I do a lot of minor league stuff. I can't wait, actually.
Jason, what do those ballpark factors look like on those? I know it's not called the PCL anymore, but on those PCL parks, those have to be some of the more fun ones that you can possibly get there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, especially when you're getting those high altitude sort of games. And it used to be better. I don't know if you're familiar with the old Las Vegas stadium before they moved to the new one. I mean, I used to bet the over on every Vegas game blindly for as much money as I could every day. And those things, I mean, you know, people joke and say like, oh, you can't hit 70% in a small market. Even small markets, you can't hit 65, 70%. I'm like, well, you've obviously never bet Las Vegas 51s overs for an entire season.
Oh, that's great. And also, too, like you said, like back in the day, you had Colorado Springs higher than Denver, Albuquerque higher than Denver. You had all sorts of ridiculous elevation places that the ball just flies at.
Yeah, El Paso, trying to think what the other ones were, but it's a good, I mean, the market's caught up to that, unfortunately. You know, you're not seeing 11 and a halves as much as 13s and 14s in those games, but yeah, it's great. I love minor league baseball. I think especially when you follow it and you know, you get all the theme nights, and I buy the shirts. I have a Coming to America Fresno Grizzlies shirt. I have a couple Star Wars jerseys. It's good stuff. People don't know what they're missing out.
It sounds wonderful, Jason. I'm with you all on the any sort of good promotions that are unique. I'm in. Count me in, regardless of where they happen to be. Jason, though, you said while we were talking before we started here, and you mentioned this, I believe, yesterday on Wide World and Weingarten as well, you have a Rookie of the Year play that you made recently in the National League.
Yeah, so Westgate put up their numbers yesterday. I wasn't expecting them to come out so early, and somebody pointed it out to me that the numbers were up, and there were two big numbers I wanted to point out. The first was they opened Julio Rodriguez 40-1 in the AL. And I actually asked them, I said, was that a mistake? Did you flip him with Grayson Rodriguez, the Baltimore pitcher? And Randy at Westgate communicated to me that no, they meant to open Julio Rodriguez at 40, that they don't think he's going to be up right away. And that they thought 40 was a reasonable number. It got bet immediately. It got bet not by me, actually. I didn't even know it was up, or I would have bet the 40. So it got bet down to 20 real quick. But I was lucky. They opened in the NL market. They opened O'Neill Cruz at 10-1, compared to 3-1 at DraftKings, 4.5-1 at Camby. I like O'Neill Cruz a lot. I have invested in some of his baseball cards already last season. He's the opening day shortstop for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's 6'7". He made it to the majors last year where he hit a home run in game 162. In game 161, he hit the second hardest hit as a left-handed hitter the entire season, 118.2 miles an hour. The only person with a harder hit ball as a left-hander all season was Shohei Ohtani. So I think 10-1, knowing that he's the opening day starter and he's a legitimate unicorn type prospect, is a great, great price. It's down to 7-1 now, but I still think 7-1 is playable.
You even have 6-1 now, Jason.
It's down to 6? Wow, down I didn't know
six.
That.
He's now the third favorite now in that market. He's tied with Sixto Sanchez now, only Barden Ruiz with shorter numbers now.
Which I absolutely don't agree with, by the way. Sixto Sanchez should be like 50-1. That number, the same thing. They did the same thing last year. Books just constantly do this every year with the Rookie of the Year markets. And I hate to even say this because I don't want to be helping them without them, you know, paying me to consult. But stop overvaluing rookie pitchers. You guys have no clue how to value pitchers. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It's just every year. It's just, I don't know what they're thinking, but you know, these numbers are just bad when it comes to pitchers, especially starters.
Is 6-1 still okay on Cruz there, Jason?
Yeah, I'd take 6-1. Remember, it's the max win at Westgate, I think, is $10,000 unless unless they'll up the limit for you. But 6-1, you know, you can still win it. You can still bet it to win up to 10 grand. It's not bad.
All right, there you go, O'Neill Cruz. Again, as Jason said, and probably so, the unicorn shortstop. It's going to be weird to see a 6'7" shortstop, but he's there. He's going to start more than likely opening day for the Pirates there at short. Jason, let's go to golf. Honda Classic. We're back on the East Coast for the PGA side. We have a senior tour event as well. What are you looking at this week?
Senior tours in Tucson this week. I made three bets to win two top tens. It's actually kind of interesting. DraftKings offers a top 10 market on Champions Tour golf, which is something I'd never really seen before this year. But I think it's like shooting fish in a barrel level betting to be able to bet top 10s on the Champions Tour. So they have Steve Alker minus 130. To have a top 10 on the Champions Tour this week at the Coligard Classic. He's 9 for 10 last year, his first year on the Champions Tour, on top 10s, 2 for 2 so far this year. So I was happy to lay minus 130 there. And then Y.E. Yang, top 10, plus 250. He's new guy on the senior tour. But it's kind of counterintuitive. The new guys on the senior tour are actually the youngest guys, and you would assume that the youngest guys still have the most left in them. So he performed well last week, his first start. I think 2.5 to 1 on a top 10 is a decent bet there. And then I bet Yang to win 28 to 1. I bet Woody Austin at 40 to 1. I think he was the runner up at this event last year. And I bet Steve Alker plus 750, just because, you know, I tend to bet him pretty frequently on this circuit. Then in we have an Asian Tour event in Thailand. It starts this afternoon. If you have odds on that, I bet Scott Vincent at 33 to 1. And then obviously the Honda Classic is where most people's attention is. So I have top 20s on Billy Horschel plus 140, Gary Woodland 420, Mackenzie Hughes plus 270, Lucas Herbert 4.5 to 1, and Luke Donald 9 to 1 for top 20s. Then top 10s, I accidentally bet a couple of these twice. I didn't realize I had already bet them, and I bet them again. I don't know if that ever happens to you, but happens to me every once in a while. I bet Sung J.M. twice at plus 240. I bet Louis Oosthuizen, I always have trouble pronouncing his last name, plus 350. I bet that twice. Mackenzie Hughes, top 10, plus 550. Grayson Sig, 11 to 1. Luke Donald, 18 to 1. I accidentally referred to him as Aaron Donald on my podcast last night. And then KH Lee plus 650. My only outright is CT Pan, 66 to 1.
And a partridge in a pear tree for you, Jason. Plenty of action on all the events. Also, too, the name of the senior tour event being the Kolegaard Classic caught my
attention. Oh, I love it.
That's all I'll say for reasons that can be figured out by our listeners.
Very rarely is a sponsor so perfect for its demographic, but the senior tour in Kolegaard is a match made in, you know, heaven.
Yeah, as close to it as you could possibly get there, Jason. Jason Weingarten, everyone. Go check out the White World of Weingarten 5 days a week now here with us at VSiN, and, of course, on the tweets at Spreadopedia. Jason, pleasure as always. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me. I hope some of these bets win. I also bet the Vikings 40 to 1 to win the Super Bowl in case Aaron Rodgers retires or leaves. I had a big bet yesterday.
There we go. A last second bomb there from Weingarten there. Vikings 40 to 1 to win the Super Bowl for Jason. We're back with more College Hoops Talk next. Numbers Game.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Need more college basketball insight? Check out the podcast Coast to Coast Hoops with Greg Hoops Peterson. He's going to look at every single game on a college basketball schedule to find betting opportunities. Greg has an opinion on all those games. So check out his podcast today for every betting opportunity on every game on the board for college hoops. So download it today, vsin.com/podcast, or wherever you get your podcast for Coast to Coast Hoops. And, of course, everything else we do podcast-wise. White World of Weingarten, if you want more Jason Weingarten, Beating the Book with Gil Alexander, all those available now, vsin.com/podcast. The hardest task that anyone at the network is going to have today is going to go to our PA, Wyatt Tomchek, who always does a tremendous job, making sure that he gets every single golf bet that Jason Weingarten made for this weekend. Every single one on three tours.
My goodness, that was a lot. I was getting ready to, you know.
You
and he started rattling off. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go after the show.
Just to give the inner workings of this, we have most of our picks that are in our newsletter, which, by the way, you can sign up today to get our Visa newsletter right now and take advantage, of course, of our madness deal right now at VSiN.com. Usually we get a good list of what all of them are. We didn't have the opportunity to do that this morning. So to make sure we have all of Jason's picks in the newsletter, Wyatt Tomchek and Wyatt Huskins, the two Wyatts, have their have the fun duties after the show and during the show to make sure we get everything in the newsletter so we have all your picks.
Fun fact,
for the
Jeff.
Newsletter. Go ahead.
Do you know that Wyatt Huskins, his first name isn't really Wyatt?
Well,
it's Jordan.
There you go.
I was lied to.
You've now.
I'm officially Wyatt number one. I can be Wyatt number one because if your first name's not Wyatt, you can't claim the number one title.
You're number one in our hearts, Wyatt.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Regardless of how it all breaks down, and you're just embarrassed one of our best workers there is in Huskins.
But hey, he's making a comeback next week.
It'll be good to see him in person again. Let's go to this in college basketball here, on the bubble here. These are teams that are on the bubble or are on the right side of the bubble right now. Eight, nine teams, maybe 10, 11 teams. And there's a little mix, mostly Power 5 teams. There are some smaller conference teams in there. You can go ahead and flash this here because we're starting now that we're getting to the end of the regular season in college basketball. You're looking to more so of will they make it to the tournament. The way I'm looking at this is are these teams that are on the bubble – are they playing below their heads this year? And if they get hot at the right time, are they capable of pulling upsets in the NCAA tournament or just worthy of taking points with potentially in NCAA tournament games? You see on your screen, we'll work our way from the top to the bottom because I don't know if our guy Wyatt Tomchek did this intentionally or not. The teams at the top, at least the top two, I'm not really interested in. Miami and North Carolina, starting in the Atlantic Coast Conference. North Carolina got a win but not a cover 2 nights ago against Louisville. They're probably safely in the tournament barring a big-time collapse or a lot of bid steals. Miami, they're going to make it. They have enough quality wins. They got a nice, comfortable cover and win on the road at Pittsburgh last night against a Pitt team that isn't any good. I am on the board of fading any ACC team other than Duke. Again, there will be opportunities to fade Duke in the NCAA tournament, but the other ACC teams that are likely going to make the tournament this year, first off, I don't think Notre Dame's any good, who is safely in somehow. Notre Dame's won 12 conference games, which is amazing for a team that really just is mediocre. Same deal with North Carolina and Miami. By the way, North Carolina, 42 in KenPom, as of this moment, just showing how much the sabermetric numbers hate Providence. North Carolina, who I think is pretty pedestrian with 8 losses, is still ranked ahead of Providence in KenPom. By the way, Providence in action tonight. We'll actually have a play on that game when we get to that later. But North Carolina to me is not, I don't want anything to do with them betting wise in the NCAA tournament. I think they'll get in. I think Miami will get in. But those are two teams that you look to fade. I wish there really was a market, and it doesn't exist for the most part domestically, of teams to make or miss the tournament when we get in a bubble scenario like this. That would be a market I'd love to see start populate. Hasn't populated yet in the newer age sports books. Creighton, Big East team. I think Creighton is in. I know their KenPom number is bad at 66, but The wins over Villanova, the wins on the road at Marquette, and at Connecticut, they actually beat Marquette twice. They beat them just over this weekend, and it was a miraculous cover for the Golden Eagles if you had them on Sunday. Creighton's another one. I mean, really, the Big East is getting disrespect. KenPom doesn't like the Big East this year, other than Villanova. They're way too low in KenPom. They're in. They're a team that, again, I don't love McDermott. I don't think he's a particularly good coach. So they're all matchup dependent more than anything. The next team is the most intriguing team on this. There are two teams on this sheet that are intriguing. and they're both not Power 5 teams. The Dons are intriguing, who are 22-7, top 25 KenPom team, very good adjusted defense, 23rd in the country, just outside the elite of the elite for me. They have losses this year. Their worst loss was that Portland loss. 17-point favorites at home, below a double-digit lead, lose at home to the Pilots. Who, by the way, in year one under Shante Leggins, who came over from Eastern Washington, have gone from one of the worst programs in the country to completely competent. So Leggins has done a great job there. But San Francisco, if you've watched San Francisco this year, they've had some problems holding leads, but they are a very talented team. That if they end up on an 11 line, we talked about Michigan State earlier with Jim Root, where Michigan State does have that quit factor to them, which is kind of shocking for an Izzo team. But if you draw a team like San Francisco, who, let's face it, they probably should have an extra 2-3 wins on their ledger. The loss to Grand Canyon was a game they probably should have won. They should have beat BYU and St. Mary's at home. Those are games they blew leads late. They definitely should have beat Portland. You flip of those four that I mentioned, even if you flip two, they're safely in the NCAA tournament. They're dangerous. They're an interesting team. And again, all this is draw. You have to see what the draw is. But San Francisco is a team I am going to pinpoint, especially in the right matchup, definitely a bet on team NCAA tournament-wise. The Big Ten teams I'm not even going to waste my time with. Michigan's going to miss the NCAA tournament. They are not a particularly good basketball team this year. Of course, we know Juwan Howard suspended the remainder of the regular season for the incident in Madison over the weekend. They are a favorite tonight against Rutgers. Rutgers has taken money. I will say this, no disrespect to Juwan Howard's coaching abilities. I'm sure after thinking about it more and now being confirmed that it is Phil Martelli who will coach these last five games as the head coach, the longtime St. Joseph's head coach, not sure how much that's going to differentiate how Michigan looks, because Martelli's an excellent head coach who just, St. Joe's, you've seen what happens with St. Joe's program since he's been canned. They've been terrible. Indiana, they're not a threat to do anything in a tournament. You get the right matchup, maybe you take points with them. I think they're a tournament team, even though they've come on hard times these last few weeks. The bottom two are intriguing. Memphis and San Diego State. San Diego State loses by one last night to Boise. Their best player, Matt Bradley, the Cal transfer, misses two free throws with under 20 seconds left. That would have pushed it to three. And then their big guy just lost his balance and committed a foul with under 5 seconds left. Boise makes two free throws. San Diego State loses. San Diego State is 23 in KenPom because they are number two in defensive efficiency. They are an eyesore offensively. I would love the opportunity to go against them in the tournament. Love it. Memphis is intriguing because once Amani Bates, who is a huge recruit, has gone out, Memphis has gotten a lot better. They are very talented. The problem with Memphis, as our guy Greg Peterson has said, Penny's not a good coach. So for me, if you're looking at this list, the eight-team list, Miami, North Carolina, Michigan especially, those three, those are fades if they somehow make it in the dance. Creighton depends on the matchup, same with Indiana. San Diego State also goes in the fade category. But if the matchup is right, Memphis and San Francisco are intriguing because those teams are really talented. There's just, there's a little bit of San Francisco, they have choked away games. A little bit of a concern there. Memphis has looked as bad as anyone multiple times this year. And they're not well coached. I'm not going to say like Greg Peterson that he's the worst coach in the country. But Penny's leaves a lot to be desired as a head coach. Interesting stuff there on bubble teams, seeing if they're worthy of possibly being bet on teams if they make it in to the dance. Brady Cannon, we're talking golf next here on A Numbers Game, VSiN. We'll be right back.
Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check out the current betting splits data. This new feature gives you insights on where the money and bets are moving for every game. You'll be able to see where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match public opinion. Data is available for money line, total, and spread bets. Betting splits, another way VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check it out today. The betting splits available for every single game at VSiN.com. It is a numbers game here on VSiN. I'm Jeff Parles, and now with us, he's one of the co-hosts of the greatest golf podcast, betting or non-betting, that there's ever been. It's our guy, Brady Cannon, as always. Brady, it's a pleasure as always. You got the Lombardi line coming up after this as well. As always, it's awesome to have you in here.
Wednesday, the Christmas Eve before golf starts this time of year. They get their sticks out on Thursday, of course, and we begin the Florida swing this week. And, you know, it was pretty funny. My co-host on Long Shots, Wes Reynolds, he wants to rename it the West Coast Swing because he was hot as a firecracker. The Long Shots crew's been off to a great start, of course, in 2022. We've hit five outrights in seven tournaments, and Wes is on quite a roll himself, hitting three in a row.
It's unfathomable in a good way.
Yeah,
Brady, three straight weeks for Wes.
We just hope it continues. I mean, yes. When is the crash coming? Right.
Well, again, Brady, this is like you said. The West Coast swing's done. We're now in Florida for the better portion of a month now.
Yep.
And we start off Honda Classic, which, by the way, the original event, Jackie Gleason was the main sponsor for of this current Honda Classic. Brady, what are we just looking at golf course wise here as we shift the
tough Florida? Course, really tough course, and it's two tough courses in a row. Joaquin Niemann didn't make it look too tough at Riviera last week, nearly setting a tournament record there at 19 under par. But we have another tough golf course here this week. Five of the last 7 years, the PGA National, the Champions Course, where they hold the Honda Classic, has been the toughest golf course outside of the major championship venues. It has a ton of water, 15 of the 18 holes have water. I mean, it's your typical, we go from the West Coast and the Poana greens and the oceanside courses to Florida, where you get lakes and sand traps and palm trees and wind. So definitely a change in the type of game that these golf courses are going to, or golf players are going to face. And probably one of the most notable differences as well is the green surface itself. We're going to be on Bermuda grass greens here, like you say, for the better part of the next month during the Florida swing, where over on the West Coast, it was primarily Poana.
How does that impact your handicapping then, Brady?
You know, there's guys that putt better on Poana or better on Bermuda. You know, I think there's guys that play better in the wind. I think there's guys that traditionally just play better on the West Coast than they do in Florida, and vice versa. The tournament favorite this week, one of the guys that I'm on, Sungjae Im, Mr. Florida. This guy has a relatively young career. He hasn't been around all that long, but his record in Florida is as good as anyone ever. And I couldn't stay away from Sungjae Im this week, even at the short price. He's listed there on the graphic at 12-1. I think you can find him at 13, even 14. I was able to get 14 earlier in the week, and he is the shortest shot on the board. But, you know, the field's relatively weak for the Honda Classic this year. And, you know, so it wasn't really hard, or I guess it was hard, to come up with anybody that was not a short shot. If you look at about the top 30 guys on the odds board, those are all the guys that make sense statistically this week. And I was trying to find a diamond in the rough, like, you know, who's somebody that's going to be, you know, 100-1 or 80-1 or even deeper. I mean, Wes hit Keith Mitchell a couple years ago when he won here at about 250-1. And Padraig Harrington came out of nowhere at 40-some years old at 400-1 or whatever a few years ago. So there are some long shots that have had success here. But like I say, after about the top 20, 30 guys on the odds board, I really couldn't make sense with anybody.
So who are – well, first off, before we get to what you're playing this week, Sungjae Im, this is from Justin Ray. I saw this yesterday, was able to find this. 600 players have 40-plus rounds on a PGA Tour in Florida over the last 40 years, Brady. The only player with a better scoring average than Sungjae Im, Tiger Woods.
Yeah,
that's
that doesn't surprise
me. Florida.
No, and Justin Ray is a great follow on Twitter and one of our guests regularly on Long Shots every year. I think he'll be joining us in about a month or so, maybe for the match play tournament. But, no, Justin does a great job with that. Excuse me. And to my point, yeah, I just couldn't get away from Sun JM because of his success in the state of Florida. And also, you know, this guy played pretty darn well on the West Coast swing as well. So if he was putting well on Poana greens and now he goes to his preferred surface of Bermuda grass, again, he made my card, and that was one of the reasons.
What are you going to be on this week, Brady?
I'm also on Keith Mitchell. That's two former winners. Of course, Sun JM was a winner here at the Honda Classic two seasons ago. Keith Mitchell, I believe it was 3 or 4 years ago, but I got Keith Mitchell at 35-1, and that worries me a little bit because you don't often get a lot of repeat winners here at the Honda Classic, but I've got two of them on my card. He's been hitting it great, and he fits my mold this week, Jeff, of looking for ball strikers and also guys that have a good short game. I think it's really going to come down to that. I don't think length off of the tee or accuracy off the tee are going to be huge factors. It's about that second shot. You have to avoid the water so much off of the tee. So putting it in a good spot off of the tee and then making a good approach shot and then being able to scramble around these greens is important. And Keith Mitchell has improved his scrambling ability quite a bit in the last couple of years. So he made sense to me. Aaron Wise at 50-1. Very solid history here at the Honda. He's finished 13th, 35th, and 33rd in his last three trips. As far as the correlated courses this week, Aaron Wise has done well on the courses I used. And I think the Honda Classic PGA National is a very unique track. So it was hard to find comp courses. But I used Riviera because, again, I think the ability off the tee is mitigated, and it comes down to more of the approach shots and scrambling around the greens. That's really where the similarities lie. And Aaron Wise has done well there. And then you've got Quail Hollow, which has very speedy Bermuda grass greens and is also a very challenging course. And then finally, TPC Scottsdale, not really similar to, you know, the Florida course that is PGA National, but I think some of the skill sets needed are similar, and Aaron Wise has done well on the correlated courses, and also, like Keith Mitchell, has very much improved his scrambling ability. We know he's a good ball striker, and now he's scrambling well as well, and he's been playing well. So I landed on Aaron Wise. Mackenzie Hughes, who finished second here to Sun JM a couple of years ago, he's been playing very well, does well on the correlated courses, and also has a tremendous short game, one of the best short games in the field this week. So I landed on Mackenzie Hughes at 55-1. Jonathan Vegas, I got him at 60-1, playing some really solid golf right now and has had great success on Jack Nicklaus courses, has won twice in Canada at Glen Abbey, and he's played very well and won over at the American Express as well, where there's a Nicklaus track involved in that rotation. And I think I like Jonathan Vegas's ability to play in the wind, and we're not expected to have a ton of wind here at the Honda Classic this week, but maybe that's the reason he's had success here in the past. And the most amount of wind we see in the forecast is for Thursday in the neighborhood of 15 miles an hour. But I still think it could get gusty out there. And I like having Jonathan Vegas in pocket if it does get blustery out there at PGA National. And then finally, I went with K.H. Lee. He just finished 26th at Riviera. He's got a prior top 10 finish here at the Honda. He's 18th on tour in scrambling, and he's also 39th in par four scoring. Remember, this is a par 70 track, so you've got 12 holes that are going to be par fours, so you're really going to need to perform well on the par four holes. He's in good current form, and I just felt 66-1, again, in this watered-down field was probably too high of a price on this guy, and I've seen him come down into the low 50s, and that's probably a better, more true price on K.H. Lee. So, you know, if I've got 15 points over what I figure is the real price on K.H. Lee, then I feel pretty good about making that bet.
And then you have a pair of matchups this week, of course. Johnny Vegas showing up in at least one of these.
Yeah, and Johnny Vegas over Mito Pereira. I got him at minus 120. I think that price might be long gone. I saw it as high as about minus 150 earlier this morning. But I would say it's probably good up to about minus 135 or so. And then the other matchup I took was Tommy Fleetwood at plus money over Billy Horschel. And I expect Horschel to probably go pretty well this week. But I thought getting Tommy Fleetwood at plus 110, it was all about the price here for me, because I figured that matchup should be more like a pick'em. Also, Mito Pereira and Billy Horschel are two very popular picks this week. So I a little bit kind of wanted to go against the majority there as well, kind of going contrarian with Fleetwood in Vegas.
He's Brady Cannon. He's going to be hosting the Lombardi Line coming up next after us on VSiN at the top of the hour. And of course, one of the hosts of Long Shots, the greatest golf podcast there's ever been. Check it out today. Make sure to listen, watch as well. Brady and Wes do a great job breaking it all down. Brady, thanks as always.
We'll see if we can keep it rolling. Get another outright for everybody.
Absolutely. Coming up next, I have some college hoops plays tonight. That's next, the Numbers Game, VSiN.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Bet on more than just the final score with one game parlay at BetMGM. One game parlay is designed to make you select within a single game from over 400 bet types, including team and player props. So log into your BetMGM account today and create your best parlay before your game starts. New to BetMGM, sign up today and make your first bet risk-free up to $1,000 with the bonus code VSIN1000. Plus, you'll earn BetMGM rewards that can be redeemed for online bonuses or converted into comps for rooms, restaurants, and more at over 20 MGM resorts nationwide. Try one game parlay today. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 or older to place a wager. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility restrictions and requirements, I should say. Rewards are issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. This promotional offer is not available in Nevada or Mississippi, and one game parlay not available in Washington, D.C. It is a numbers game here on VSiN, and I'm Jeff Parles. Happy to be with you. It is this hour has ended up being golf-a-palooza. Brady Cannon's plays, which you heard segment ago, and of course, if you want more analysis from Brady and Wes Reynolds, check out Long Shots, available now at vsin.com/podcast. And then Jason Weingarten, who I think had the amount of bets that would be the same population of a small village. It was a lot from Weingarten. All available now, though. And why Tom?
We're working hard on it. Mr. Huskins is telling me he's still continuously going.
All available when the newsletter comes out shortly. The two Wyatts doing a great job putting that together to making sure we get everything that Jason gave out on the show through three tours, the Senior Tour, the Asian Tour, and, of course, the Honda Classic this week in Florida. All right, college basketball-wise, yesterday, two plays on the show. It should have been 2-0. I don't like saying that we should have been 2-0, but it should have been that way. Boise not covering really was frustrating. They win by one. We were laying two. Very frustrating. Yale gets it done. They win by five, laying three. Job well done by the Yale Bulldogs against Dartmouth yesterday to get that thing done. A little bit of a sweat, but I guess we'll take the 1-1 and go from there. It was a better night of primetime action for me than it was here on A&G yesterday morning. All right, so we have a pair today. I also have a whole bunch of leans that probably will make the card by the time the game starts. And if I'm on primetime action tonight with Wes Reynolds, 7 o'clock Eastern time here on the network. You can find out if the bets make the card on that show tonight, our premier in-game betting show here on the network. But we're going to start in the Big East, and you can call me a square if you want on this. Go ahead. Be my guest. Providence hosting Xavier. Providence, who is despised by sharp bettors and sabermetric sites collectively. This is down to one now. This is down to one. It was two overnight, now down to one across the board. That's your predominant number. We're on the Friars laying one. Take it on the money line if you're more comfortable, no problem with that. But I know there are injury concerns for the Friars in this game. I know Xavier, the last time these teams met, it was a game in Cincinnati that Providence did what they do best. Win a close game they probably shouldn't have won. But Xavier is in really bad form right now. They've lost four of five. They've even lost two home games to DePaul and St. John's in that mix. I don't think the Xavier team is really any good. And despite the flaws that Providence has, they're the better basketball team and they have the better head coach. Ed Cooley's a really good head coach. So we're going to lay one. You can take the money line if you want with Providence. And that's where we will start there today, with Providence laying one at home tonight at the Dunk against Xavier. If you want, if you're more comfortable, there's probably minus 115 money line out there somewhere. I haven't checked yet. If you want to lay minus 120, no problem there. If you just want to get an outright win if they win by one, no problem with that. And then the other one, I am in line with our guy Jim Root. Now, I'm a little aggravated with myself that I didn't bet this thing last night. You're two on the overnight, 2.5. Now you're three. But Wake Forest at Clemson. Clemson has all sorts of injury issues, and really, they're just not any good to begin with. And this is a game that if you're Wake Forest, to make sure that you don't make your road to the NCAA tournament even more tricky than it needs to be. By the way, the three games left in the regular season for Wake, and the win over Notre Dame on Saturday was a big one. Clemson on the road, and then two home games against Louisville and NC State, who Louisville, we know, has been a mess this year. They had Chris Mack left midseason, and then NC State has been a ginormous disappointment this year. Kevin Keats, really a just disappointment there at NC State. I thought he was going to be great. He just hasn't been. But tonight against an undermanned, not particularly good Clemson team that has lost 7 of 8, has lost 10 of 12, 4 and 12 in conference play, just not a good basketball team there, Clemson. So we're going to lay the three with Wake Forest, and we're going to take our chance there on the road against a team that is not particularly good, and Wake Forest, who has one road game. It's been pretty good in conference play of late on the road. Yeah, they lost at Duke. No shame in that. They probably should have won that game. Very easily could have won that game at Cameron Indoor. One on the road comfortably at NC State. One on the road at Florida State. And I know both of those teams aren't any good, but neither is Clemson. They're in the same boat as Florida State and NC State. So we're going to take Wake Forest tonight, laying the three. Other than that, this is not the greatest of cards. Other ones that are under consideration, Creighton getting five at St. John's is at least under consideration. And, yeah, I understand yet another probably square-ish play there for me, but Creighton's the better basketball team, and if you're going to give me five, I probably won't pass by the time that this game starts, 6:30 Eastern time on that one. Other than that, there really are not many other intriguing games on the board today. It's a pretty rough slate where we have no matchups involving two ranked teams playing each other. You have Duke in a revenge spot against Virginia. No real interest in that. Duke laying 5 in Charlottesville. You have Auburn, as Jim Root has earlier in the show, laying 16, and now you're starting to see 15.5 even on this at home against Ole Miss. You have Kentucky laying 7.5 at home against LSU. LSU beat them earlier in the year. We don't know the status of either Wheeler or Washington yet for Kentucky. Houston's at Tulane tonight. Like, you just don't really have many good matchups. Tulane, by the way, Mr. Hunter, who, of course, we saw fall off his stool in that big upset years ago at Georgia State against Baylor, really actually has Tulane going in the right direction, a program that had just been an absolute mess for about 15 years, going in the right direction, actually 4th in the American Athletic, getting a big crack tonight at Houston, who, of course, is the best team in that conference still. But the only two official ones today were laying 1 with Providence or laying 3 with Wake. Yeah, call me a square if you want. But the square position does get home every once in a while, as we know. So that's what we're looking at tonight in college hoops. Just really, again, not a great slate. Not a great card. Talk to me at about 8 o'clock Eastern time when I managed to bet 5 or 6 games at halftime. So there you go. Well, kind of like last
classic,
night.
Classic bets you make on PTM. Like, what college is this that he's betting?
Well, again, the smaller conferences, sometimes you find some interesting stuff. But no, look.
You're winning too. I got you credit
yesterday,
for that.
Look, yesterday was good in game. Yesterday was 3-1 in game, 2-2 pre-flop on PTA, 1-1 pre-flop here on a numbers game. We were ahead. Man, that Boise game last night, that was a frustrating loss. Should have just taken the money line. Would have been easier.
Oh, could you imagine if Ben would have lost his first half? But that was just great content.
Go to VSiN.com. Or excuse me, not VSiN.com. Go to @VSiN Live on Twitter to find out what Wyatt Tomchek is talking about right now. Great clip from last night's primetime action. But that's all the time we have here on a numbers game. The Lombardi line's coming your way next. Brady Cannon, Mike Pritchard. Coming your way next. Excited to hear those two, what they have to say today. Brady, I would imagine, will have a little more to say also on the craziness involving Phil Mickelson. Oh, boy. What a mess that whole situation has devolved into with seemingly the big new golf league going the way of that super league in Europe in soccer. Likely not going to happen now. But you'll have them, Brady and Mike Pritchard, coming your way next on the Lombardi Line. I'm Jeff Parles. It has been a numbers game here on VSiN. We'll see you tomorrow morning here on ANG.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.